I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello. Welcome to the Exian Theatre Podcast, pursued by a... Hang on. Why does it say cub on here? Oh, I see. Apparently everyone's gone to Edinburgh for August. Yep, half the team is gone here, so I guess you won't be getting one long episode this month. Instead, you'll get loads of little mini-episodes. At least every other day, we'll talk to performers at the Fringe, hear stories from Fringe first-timers, and listen in to some shows. You can tune in while you're rushing between venues, or simply while glad to have escaped the Edinburgh madness. It will be like a theatrical advent calendar, only in summer and without the chocolate. Oh, shush. To kick things off, we talk to Lee Drage and Maisie Greenwood, the cast of Isley Lynn's new show, Tether.
Hi, my name is Lee and I'm playing Mark in Tether.
Hello, my name is Maisie and I'm playing Becky.
Tether is about essentially a blind marathon runner and her sighted guide. My character Mark is a failed Olympian. He didn't make it through to the Olympics of 2012. So he's kind of
pretty sore about it.
So, well, he goes into a depression. It's a bit more than sore. It helps Mark out of this pit he's found himself in.
Becky's incredibly willful and determined, and she doesn't take any shit. She's gonna run. She's gonna run as fast as she possibly can. It's quite a grievance to her that she needs someone else to have to do that, because she's pretty ferociously independent, and unfortunately exists in a world where that's not always pretty much always not possible.
Yeah, they both have alpha qualities. Mm. So at first they're at loggerheads, and it's about their relationship.
Here, you take one end with your left hand. I like to be on the left, and I take the other, and we run. Like a three-legged race with your hands.
A bit easier then.
You say that now. Any questions?
We're just going to run.
You wanted to line dance.
Bethany Pitts, our director, she described it as their relationship as sort of a platonic, like a platonic love story.
Yeah.
So it's these
they,
two.
Well, they have to come together.
Yeah,
to make
they
it
have
work.
To come together.
We're both attached to bungees to kind of give us the resistance.
Yeah, we've got like these weightlifter belts, sort of, with like, and we're kind of clamped in, and then this sort of vicious
like
looking weights,
and yeah, it's good because it means we're not just running on the spot.
I think it becomes. Almost
a character,
yeah, in itself, and that it's an underlying thing, and you forget about it in the same way in a film, but in a film, how music underpins a scene and it becomes part of the whole scene that it informs the whole. So, with this, the scene's going on, but we're running the whole time, and I guess you don't really realize until we kind of stop. And people go, oh, they've been running.
Can we count from five?
Yeah, sure,
great.
Thanks.
I wasn't confident.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, turn.
Good. That one was good. Interrupt me. That's good. Can't be polite about it.
Yeah, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, turn.
Bit out that time. Once we're in sync, stride, speed, breathing, everything, it should be like you're not even there. Which, if there was any justice, you wouldn't be.
We've actually done a few blind runs around parks.
Where I've been blindfolded.
Around Deptford and Broccoli, around South East London.
And it's... Yeah, that's been, obviously, I think probably one of the most useful things.
Yeah, really good.
We've done. It's a whole different experience running blind, obviously.
Yeah.
And but then I think for you as well, having to be someone else's eyes, you don't think about how many things that person needs to know about.
Everything that you take for granted, obviously, as a sighted person, you know, like you can adjust, and you don't have to. If you're with another sighted person, you can both see. Go, oh, watch out! But then, when you're with a sighted person, you know, visually impaired person, and
ask
you're
warning.
And you're tethered together, yeah, there needs to be clear instruction, and there needs to be, you know, direction or what kind of floor something is, or the gradient of a hill, all these sorts of things that you adjust to naturally if you can see them, but if you can't, you need to know exactly.
I'm T11, which means total lack of any sight or light perception. Can't see shapes or anything. Pretty straightforward, and I have to run with a guide, being in that category.
Fair right.
I'd run alone if I could, but I can't.
Straight.
They won't let you, which I think is discrimination.
But you can't cross the road.
Yeah, but if someone just gets me on the track and then, like, shouts at me every so often.
Mark, watch out.
What I'm saying is, running-wise, the thing that's really being tested here, I don't need you for.
No, of course
not. Both Beth and Kate, our assistant director, both adamant on... they both had experience of working with visually impaired artists, whether they're totally blind or are on varying degrees of the scale. And I think they were very keen on making it accessible to visually impaired audience members. So before our preview today, we had a touch tour. So we had quite a few visually impaired audience members in today. And they'd kind of, and Kate had written, like, had created a sort of, information sheet telling exactly what we were wearing, like. So that for those audience members, they knew exactly what was going on. Beth, our director, was really keen on having someone with a level of visual impairment, because not that the role absolutely requires it, but I think she felt it's important that they could understand more than, say, a totally visual person could.
I can't see out of my right eye. But I can see pretty well, like, in comparison. I don't know. Sometimes I worry that it doesn't, because it's a prosthetic eye. So I worry that it doesn't kind of follow movements like the other one does, and therefore, if you don't know, you can't see how much something's registered or whatever. But then I think every actor has something that they're like about, and that's just mine.
There it is.
You're joking.
There's photographers.
Sound is very important, and there were actually bits, script edits that we had throughout the rehearsal process.
Because
we had Simon Webb in,
who's written a book.
Yeah, Running Blind. Very good.
He is blind, and he's run loads of marathons.
Yeah.
And he read the script fairly early on and kind of highlighted any things he wasn't sure about, having not being able to see it.
Yeah. Bits he said, like,
so
it's not clear, which to a sighted person it would be clear, but it's like, but because there were silent moments, he would like, it's not clear to myself.
Let's do something.
What can happen here?
And he was just, it was brilliant.
Yeah, and obviously our writer was well up for it and accommodating.
Yeah.
And I think it's a play that you can both watch and just listen to. We are at
the underbelly
in the big belly. We're at 2 p.m. every
2
day,
PM.
Apart from
the 17th.
And that was the first of our little August podcast cups. Thanks for listening. This episode was presented by Annegret Merten and produced by Tim Banner and Annegret Merten. Come back on Sunday for the next one. Until then, go to exeuntmagazine.com or follow at Theatre Magazine on Twitter to read reviews, opinions, and more interviews with theatre makers. Until then, goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.